चीनीमंडी.com पॉडकास्ट।
पीएम अपील्स टू सिटीजंस टू फॉलो जनता कर्फ्यू ऑन मार्च 22। Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Thursday appealed to citizens to follow Janta curfew on March 22nd in the view of novel coronavirus outbreak. I am seeking one more support from very countrymen today. This is a public curfew. Janta curfew means for the public, curfew imposed by the public on its own. Every citizen must follow Janta curfew on the Sunday, March 22nd from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., Modi said in his address to the nation. If possible, please call at least 10 people every day and tell them about the Janta curfew as well as the measures to prevent coronavirus, he said. The Prime Minister also requested senior citizens to remain indoors for the next few weeks. Social distancing is extremely important and effective in reducing the impact of coronavirus. All senior citizens in our family should not get out of houses. I request all people in the country to get out of the house only when it is extremely necessary. Try and do all work from home, he said. Modi also said that no definite solution has been found and no vaccine has been developed yet to deal with the coronavirus. The Prime Minister said, the world is going through a serious phase and citizens have fought the novel coronavirus epidemic firmly. Stressing the need of the safety, PM Modi said, Hum swasth, to jag swasth. The whole world is going through a very serious phase of crisis at this time. Generally, whenever a natural crisis comes, it is limited to a few countries or states. But this time, this crisis is such which has put the entire human race in crisis all over the world, Modi said. In these 2 months, 130 crore citizens of India have fought the coronavirus epidemic firmly and took necessary precautions. The belief that we are not prone to the global coronavirus pandemic is not right. Hence, it is important that every Indian should be alert, he added. The total number of positive cases of COVID-19 in India stands at 167, including 25 foreigners. 4 deaths have been reported in Delhi, Karnataka, Punjab and Maharashtra, the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare said in a statement.